The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
So, Amber, what did Willie McGinnis say about us when you asked him whether or not you should be our guest on the broadcast?
This is the first question that has to do with Willie.
Welcome to the broadcast with your hosts, Ricky Hollywood and Emma VP. Starring those same two broads. Featuring
Amber Theo Harris.
Why am I still talking? Start the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Broadcast Podcast. Ricky Hollywood here and Emma VP. We're back in the Podcast One studio tonight. Mm-hmm. We've got a lit show for you guys today, but not only because the two of us are here.
Right, which is already pretty lit.
Which is pretty lit, right? But we're also joined by our esteemed colleague, NFL Network host reporter, Amber Theo Harris.
Yay!
Hey, what's up?
What's up? What's the haps?
Nothing. I didn't know I was a reporter. I think that's, like, written somewhere.
Yeah,
and people get, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It gives me a little street cred.
You call yourself just, like, a host?
I guess a host. Yeah, anchor, but I can report. I don't know. Yeah.
I've seen
I don't at NFL Network, but, like,
yeah.
I've done it my whole life.
You got the scoop.
If we want to go with, let's go with that for sure.
You're an insider.
I'm an insider. Yeah, now I'm an insider. Five seconds ago, I was like, can you bleep the F's? And now we're like, okay.
Now we're like,
I'm an insider. I'm very serious.
Hell yeah. Are you nervous for
Peabody.
The show?
I was so nervous. This was a big deal.
Like, we know you do live air on air, like, almost every day, but, like, this is the motherfucking broadcast.
So, I know.
Well,
I hate to say this to you guys, because I know you guys are a little younger than me. You were not the first to use broad in a title for something. My column was The Broadside.
Oh, my God.
That I wrote. I wrote in 2007 to 2010.
Emma wasn't even born then.
I know. I mean, I can tell.
Wow.
That's why I mean, probably 2007, you were probably in diapers still.
Right.
So, like, I just wanted you to know, I think it's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's not the first.
Well, you know what they say. Great broads think alike.
Exactly.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just coming after you, but, like, we're so thankful.
I love the name. I thought that was a really cool name when I heard it.
Yeah, we're just a couple of dumb broads, you know, nothing
couple
really.
Of broads.
Yeah, exactly. You know, whatever. How pissed were you that it took so long for us to ask you to come on the show?
Very upset.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the podcast to be on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm seeing, like, Jane Slater mm-hmm. and Colleen Wolf, and I don't know who else you guys have had.
Like, we had all the ATN guys. We had Cynthia Freeland.
Oh, Cynthia, my girl.
Else?
Yeah, like...
Kara Henderson.
Oh, yeah. So, like, everybody in the industry except for me got an invite. And I think it took, like, a fan tweeting at you to be like, hey...
Yes.
Can we, and then you invited me officially and cordially over Twitter.
Well, wait, listen, let's clear the air here, okay? Every single week, I was like, let's get Amber on. And Emma was like,
she's like... She's like, we need bigger names. The show is beyond that now.
She's like, if she can get Dion with her, then maybe.
Yeah, but just her alone.
I'm after the big names, so
I get it.
I get it.
To be honest, Amber, people come to us and ask us.
They do.
So, you know, you've waited a long time before you tweeted at us.
I was not going to... swallow my pride and beg to come on, mm-hmm. but I figured the fans recognized what should be happening,
exactly.
and you guys responded,
finally. And look, we made it happen.
Yep. And I'm here.
Here we are.
In Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Let's get down to business right now and talk about today's sponsor. Amber, would you mind reading our ad copy for us?
Sure.
Right at
Thank
the bottom.
Thank you so much.
I read for a living.
Right mm-hmm.
Where is it? Here? Okay.
There you go.
Today's episode of the Broadcast Podcast is brought to you by Shopping. Shopping. Did your wife just kick you out of the house your father built and set all of your belongings on fire in the backyard? Perhaps you just got in a fist fight with your kid's science teacher at Arby's, and the only thing that'll cheer you up is some retail therapy. Well, take a deep breath, Mary Beth. That 42-year-old nerd verge needed to feel... I'm sorry, hold on. Take a deep breath, Mary Beth. That 42-year-old nerd verge needed to feel your wrath, just like you need to spend heaps of cash on frivolous items that'll bring you temporary joy. That's right, shopping, aka the act of meandering around a retailer, talking smack with your most annoying girlfriends, is the trendiest release for the most troubled souls. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and waltz into Banana Republic or Juicy Couture and shell out the big bucks on some pleated slacks, studded belts, or a body-hugging turtleneck. Mm-hmm. Broadcast listeners can visit www.com. www.shoptillyadropskank.com to enter for a chance to win an exclusive shopping spree at the strip mall of their choosing. Shopping. Just buy it, Deborah. I mean, wow. Okay.
I love
your sponsors. Yeah.
Shout out to shopping. That's really awesome. You shopped tonight.
I did till I dropped.
And
there
crazy.
Was a verge nerd sold me my makeup.
That's so cool.
Shop till you drop skank.
.com.
That is us to a T. That is us to a T. Wow. Actually, Emma and I had a meeting, and we actually said that we're not signing any contracts unless we're allowed to use the word skank whenever we
because no new contracts.
No,
not be built
anything.
Into our rights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
they can't censor you.
No.
Skank.
Not with that
does
word.
Skank show up in every single copy you write?
Easily.
Okay.
Oftentimes.
It's a great word.
Yeah. I call my apartment the skank tank. Like, what's better than that? Like,
I think we lived in the same place many years ago.
Yeah. Yep. I'm still there. So let's get into our star, Amber. So who the hell are you?
I don't know. You just came up and asked me to do your podcast. I was Mac on Wilshire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who am I? I'm... I don't know. That is a weird question. Has anybody ever asked you, who are you?
Yeah.
I am a... I don't even know what I am.
Are you
I'm abroad. I'm female.
On television?
On television. No, I'm a sportscaster, journalist, host.
Nice.
I do a writer, producer, nice. Mother, wife.
Nice.
Very cool.
Ass kicker.
Nice.
That's my favorite one.
Love the
badass.
Yeah, boss.
Ooh.
There's a lot of titles I would put on myself.
Hell yeah.
Right on.
So what's it like having a giant picture of yourself framed on the wall at NFL Network?
Do you notice I'm not on the main wall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like on the back, like
the side
wall.
The side. Yeah.
Yeah. And some of us aren't even up there. Yeah. Like you would there was one point where it was like the whole wall was like literally all men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was not one female on the network on the front until somebody said something. Then I think they put a picture of the TA crew up.
Yeah.
And like Lindsay was up there. And then I was like, they're still. So I'm at least by, like, I think where the fire escape is, where you run out, that's where me and LT are.
Okay.
Sometimes cool. I make phone calls in that hallway, like private calls.
So private ones? Yeah. And you stare at me and you're like, if there was a fire, that's the hallway I would go down.
It's great. We haven't had Lindsay Rhodes on yet, so you got that above her.
Yeah. Well,
her photo over there, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
No, I mean, she looks great. It's a great photo.
Yeah.
She's representing. You know, really well up there. So we're all proud of her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
So people always tell me I have my Nana smile. Who do you consider to be your celebrity doppelganger?
Wait, what does celebrities have to do with your Nana?
Nothing.
What do you think?
Absolutely
you don't
nothing.
My Nana.
Yeah, is she my
Meryl
celebrity.
Ever heard.
Yeah, my doppelganger is 102 years old.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson played me once.
What?
She played me on Saturday Night Live.
No way.
What?
I swear, Google it. You'll see Scarlett Johansson dressed up like me.
Doing what?
She was playing a sportscaster for the Baltimore Orioles. Do you remember when the riots happened in Baltimore and they played that game in front of no fans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you report on it? Were they making fun of you?
No, I used to be a reporter for the Orioles years ago. Like, so I don't even know why they would pull me as the character.
I do see ScarJo now that I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So I guess they needed somebody for her to play, so she played the sideline reporter. And I think somebody told me that the director of SNL is like a huge Orioles fan, so he knew me from way back. So I guess that's how they wrote. So it was like Jim Palmer, Frank Robinson, and Amber Theo Harris were the broadcast team. And
so your name was like on?
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
So it's like Scarlett, like they Googled me.
That's amazing.
And she's dressed in like a blue dress like I have in this one picture online. She has a blonde like straight wig on.
Oh, my God. That's
and she's
incredible.
Like, I'm Amber Theo Harris. Like, da 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 da. Yeah, it's a really funny skit. Like she's like got the National Guard behind her on the sideline. And then she's like, they go down to her for a report and she's not there. And they're like, Amber, where are you? And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I'm at the Union Station. And they're like, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to Newark, New Jersey, where it's safer. I'm like, oh, they crapped on my city, too, while they were there.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, it was like the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight. So it was like a couple years ago. And I was watching the fight, of course, and I'm a couple beers in, and, like, my phone blows up. Saturday Night Live comes on.
Right.
It's midnight, and I'm like, why is everybody talking about this? Like, and then I was like, holy crap.
That's
so
cool.
Weird.
Did you like freeze, like print out a picture of it?
No, I did not.
Imagine being that cool that, like, Scarlett Johansson plays you, and you're like, I'm not even going to take a screenshot.
Yeah, I'll remember it.
They did spell my name wrong, though.
Okay. Yeah, maybe on purpose. Maybe for, like, you know, copyright issues.
Right. I don't know, but it was pretty surreal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what's the coolest part about traveling all over the country to host game day morning? The frequent flyer miles or the hotel room service?
Oh, my God.
Both pretty cool.
Being alone.
Mm.
It is, if they took that away from me, which they could at any moment, that's what our network does. It's like 8 to 10 games a year, right?
Yeah.
And it's the best thing ever. I used to do it with Thursday Night Football, too. Like, anytime I'm on the road, me and this other woman, Pam Litton, I don't know if you know Pam, she does like all the travel.
I think I've heard of her.
She's
a
talent producer. We like just, as soon as we land in the city, we just text each other hashtag spread eagle, meaning like we're just like starfished on the bed. Like,
interesting hashtag.
Yes, thank you. Spread eagle. Mm. Yet with this spread eagle, nobody's trying to do anything.
Oh, I was like, I text like, that to Emma
like,
every weekend.
Like every other moment, like if I did that at home,
it
would be really bad and I wouldn't get to sleep.
Right.
So, no, it's like room service and being alone and not having kids wake me up and not having a husband.
So, when did you realize you wanted to talk about balls professionally?
Well, I've always been a great ball handler.
Sure.
I mean, I was known in middle school and high school for my ball fondling. I mean, handling skills.
Sick, yeah.
Emma, too.
Yeah, yes. I was a point guard, so I've always felt comfortable with balls in my hand.
Nice.
You know what? To be honest, I wrote that down on I wrote it down on like a guidance counselor report my mom found in seventh grade that I was going to be a sports anchor.
Really?
Yeah. So I was an athlete and I was a talker and I don't know. I just like was like, oh, I'm going to be on TV and talk about sports. I just like always thought I was going to do it. So
nice. I took a career test in seventh grade and like it came up like a DJ.
That makes a lot of sense.
Literally, that's when I was like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, I'm
totally
so cool.
Going to be a DJ.
Yeah. Who was out then? Moby? Were you like, I'm going to be like Moby?
Yeah, he was probably Moby.
He's
or
dope.
Shit, what was the DJ Sam? What was that? Oh, Heaven?
Oh, yeah. Better Off Alone.
Yeah. Yep, that one. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's cool. I wish you had pursued that.
You were in seventh grade. I was
Me
an
too.
Adult.
No. I just turned 27 yesterday. So.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, getting up there.
Did you go to the strip club last night?
I did not.
You didn't make it rain?
Didn't make it rain because, Emma and I will go. Because
it was a Sunday night?
Yeah, Sunday night. But we went hard. I mean, I went out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day yesterday. Like, it was a banger.
Good to go.
It was a banger.
27. God, what's that like? It's like.
Yeah.
The whole world's in front of you.
I know, right?
Isn't that fun? Do you ever, like, just be like, I'm 27, this is awesome? Or do you not get it because
no,
you haven't lived the misery of being 40?
Yeah, definitely haven't lived that misery.
Yeah, so you haven't lived that misery, so you don't really fully... I think I got it at 27. I was like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I'm having
totally,
really fun.
Like, I'm definitely, like, you know, showing up for work semi on time and like getting I have my shit together but I also like
fully
definitely don't at all like you know I'm
well you
I
can
go
do what you want
much, don't have any responsibilities I can date multiple people at the same time like
which is great
it's awesome
yeah
and I feel
that's very like once you realize like you can do that
right
I remember like being raised like you know my dad's like Greek and he's strict and like I remember a girl in college she was like you can date two people at the same time
yeah
and I was like what
yeah
wow
this is amazing and
then
I did it for the next
you know
20 years
yeah juggling three is tough for me
two is good
two is
oh.
good three's a little tough
yeah
it was four at one point
but they'll all be gone
they'll
so
be
it
gone.
Doesn't matter
you know what I mean like,
it really doesn't matter
we're all gonna die
yeah you won't remember their names
like there's enough of me to go around
yeah
as what I
it's in high demand
what I tell my mom
clearly I'm sure your mom likes to hear about that
no I'm saving myself for marriage
so how come you've never asked either of us to get lunch at the office
because I'm really there
that's the reason
do we want to well I don't really like you guys so much
that's what I thought
same.
To be honest
yeah.
No I feel like there's like a little like kind of like podcast world click at NFL Network and if you're not in that you're not cool
yeah
so like I feel like I'm more than like why haven't you asked me is more of the question to have lunch.
True.
That's fair.
You
it's
could
like,
put that on us.
It's like Chris Wessling, Lakeisha Jackson.
Yeah.
It's like a little crew.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Lakeisha's invited me to her house, but I've never been invited to your houses.
Okay.
Or the Swank Tank.
Skank Tank.
Yeah,
skank
you
tank.
Gotta go to skank the Skank Tank.
The Swank Skank Tank.
The Swanky
it's
Skank
swanky.
Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
okay.
know what? You know what? You flipped that on us. We're going to have to edit that out. It didn't go well for us.
I know.
It didn't go so well.
It's on us now.
Yeah, just so you guys know, they're very clicky, the podcast people. Mm. They are.
So what's it like?
It's like if you're not on a podcast, you're not cool. What? What's it like? What? Giving
birth?
I don't know. I was passed out for one.
Really?
I was passed out for two, really.
Okay. Under all the way, or?
One was under all the way. You can Google that. That's like in Sports Illustrated. That was like a really bad experience. But my first one, she was a preemie. Yeah, she was born like really, really early with they had to take her out and it was crazy.
Oh my God.
So yeah, like out. Second one, I don't know. I had C-sections. So
nice.
I was watching like something on TV the other day and a woman was giving birth and I was like looking at my husband. I go, thank God I've never had to do that. He's like, you have three kids. And I was like, yeah, well, I couldn't feel anything. They were like ripping me open like below the sheet. I couldn't feel anything, but it's gnarly.
Okay.
No, it's kind of gnarly.
Can you like ask for a C-section?
I think it would be unethical.
Really?
For them to do that. I think you're supposed to try to have it. I don't know. I mean, people do. I don't know. People think because I have three kids, I know a lot about children and birth. I don't.
That's okay. What we thought. When
yeah,
we the question.
Like, I know nothing.
She probably has a lot of knowledge.
Emma's engaged. She's, I'm sure babies are going to be around the corner.
You're engaged? I don't congratulations.
Thank you. I know. Her parents had to sign a document because she's under 18.
I know. I was going to say, like, are you... Is looking for citizenship or
pretty much. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
No, she's been with her
high school sweetheart.
So they just graduated last year and decided.
Oh my gosh, are you really marrying your high school sweetheart?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this.
Right.
So she's like sleeping with five different people at once.
Right. Yes.
And you're marrying your high school sweetheart.
I know.
Only
it's crazy.
Who do you, think's gonna have regrets at 40?
Definitely Erica.
Definitely not Erica.
Definitely not.
Listen to your older coworker here.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, you hear it first, Brett.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
I mean, that's what I say. You know, we like to use the word plow, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Emma,
that's a great word, too.
Emma has only plowed with one.
Erica, this is your announcement. One
time. Plow?
My mom listens to this podcast.
I know, and your mom is happy. You're getting engaged. Your mom
is
like, she's a little Catholic girl. Christian girl. She's a little Jewish girl.
whatever.
She's a little Buddhist girl
over
here.
Jewish.
Saving herself for marriage besides,
That's
the one.
The one plow.
The one plow. But here I am telling, she went home to write yesterday, but her fiance stayed out with me for my birthday. And I was
so
like,
he's crazy.
I was like,
he's crazy.
I was like,
so maybe he
plow.
Needs to plow a little bit more before.
That's what Erica says.
That's what I
all
say.
The time. I disagree.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Middle age is a mother. Like my whole neighborhood right now is. It's just us right here. Right?
Yeah.
My whole neighborhood is literally sleeping with each other in the South Bay, and it's like a midlife crisis. And one of the moms was like, "Can you?" But it's like eight couples found out they were all like, and all of our kids are in second grade together.
Yikes.
And all of a sudden, nannies are dropping kids off, and I'm like, "Why is nobody coming to school anymore?" They're like, "Oh, you didn't heard? Like the dominoes fell, and everybody's plowing each other." To use your word. So yeah, so everybody at NFL Network calls my neighborhood Scissor City now.
No way.
And yeah, it's
I
like
love that.
It's like the greatest story.
Why?
And one mother, because I mean, they're just all switching. There's a lot of legs going up and down.
Scissors.
Yeah.
The way they open
the
up.
The scissors
and they
open and close.
But.
No, they are opening. Like they're not. The scissors aren't together.
Oh,
well, there actually was one lesbian group.
Couple.
Okay.
But other than that.
Okay, so see, yes.
It's just like scissors, like they're opening
yeah,
often.
Yeah, forgive me.
Exactly. So that's all going down.
I usually think, okay.
But that's why you kind of, there was a moral to the story.
Okay.
Is somebody's, like one of the mothers was like, can you believe this? And I was like, how can you not believe it? It's so cliche. It happens in like American towns everywhere. A bunch of 40-somethings get bored and start like hooking up with each other. Like,
yeah.
And it, you know why? Because they didn't plow enough.
High school sweetheart.
They married their high school sweetheart.
They didn't plow enough. Wow.
They weren't big old sluts.
Well, I couldn't say
like they should have been back in the day.
When you're 40.
Yeah.
You're going to be watching Scarlett Johansson reruns on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, playing yourself and wondering if your husband is part of Scissor City.
Wow.
Yep.
But my husband was an AHL hockey player, so like I know that he got it out of his system.
So
I think he slept with half of Canada. North America, like not just America, but North America, most
How
of Canada.
How often do you get tested? Okay.
We are not part of Scissor City.
That's unfortunate.
But it has been really funny
That's
to watch.
Good.
Well, I would love to come over sometime and
just hang out. Yeah.
Skank tank for Scissor City.
Well, apparently a lot of people at NFL Network are very interested in coming to my house now. They're like, so what's going on in this neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
We're open to it. Yeah. It's great party time.
Can't wait. So the first line of your Twitter bio is Emmy Award winner. Have you always identified as a show-off?
Yes. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Because I won an Emmy at 27.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, dude, this is so easy. Like, yeah. I am crushing this business. I'm at 10 by the time. I was nominated one other time. I've never won another one. So I hold on to that one.
Really clinging on.
Oh, yeah. Like, it was like, you know what, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, if you got one, hold on to it.
Yeah. I don't know if I've heard of my
Twitter
bio.
Your high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Huh? Unless it's your high school sweetheart.
Unless it's your sweetheart.
If you got one, hold on to it.
Yeah.
Unless it's your high school
No,
sweetheart.
No, no. You hang on.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
By the way, do you know that, like, agents and stuff kind of do that for you?
No.
Do what?
Our manager doesn't do that for us.
Do what?
Like, make our Twitter bios?
Social, like, yeah, they go over your bios and your, yeah. How they want to market you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine just says skank.
Skank. I'm gonna do that.
You should.
You should.
Be so
I'm gonna do that. I'm all about simplicity these days.
Yeah.
Like,
you imagine.
I feel like I've overtalked a lot in my life. Like, just let's just get to it.
You just go to your profile. Just say
yeah.
skank. Oh
yeah.
My God, that'd
skank.
Be amazing. That'd be
so straightforward.
Yeah. That I mean, like, I got a card from my best girlfriends when I got married, and like. I got to the hotel. It was like for the bachelorette party, and like there was like champagne and, you know, strawberries with chocolates, and I was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. And then there was a card. There's a card, and I was like, let me. Oh my God, like they're gonna say like, oh, we've been friends for so long. No, it said I opened it. Said you're a slut. That was it.
Sounds exactly like what I won't do for Emma's back.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're a slut, buddy. I was like, thanks. And my friends know me.
Yeah, speaking of that, in 2007, you were named Baltimore's most eligible bachelorette by Forbes.com.
You guys are funny.
How did that selection work? Like, did you send them your reel or?
No, they just picked, like, they contacted you and were like, hey, you're Forbes' and I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
It's not like an agent submitted it or no. I was like, that says a lot about Baltimore.
Yeah.
There's not a lot going, you know.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot to offer if they're picking me.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah. Not, definitely not.
Is that
not.
How you met your husband?
No.
He didn't see that list.
He wasn't flipping through Forbes.
So I was not with my husband when I got whatever that was, but the Bachelorette asked me to be the Bachelorette.
The TV show?
Yes. When
what?
I was with my husband, like engaged or something, or close to getting engaged. We'd been together, like knew we were probably going to get married. And they were offering like a lot of money at the time.
Why didn't you do it?
Because he was like, no.
He's like, he was like, I don't need you being a slut on
Yeah,
television.
He's like, I don't need you. He's like, I know you.
Don't need everyone else to know.
And we're not going to put you in that position.
Okay.
Like 50 like hot guys like in a hot tub. I'm like, Todd who?
Yeah.
No. So it was clearly, was in love and it wasn't a good idea. Mm.
What else is there to do in Baltimore, you know, besides go to the aquarium and get crabs?
I've gotten a lot of crabs in my life.
Yeah.
I hear they're good there.
They are great. Baltimore's awesome, actually. Yeah. Baltimore has a bad reputation because of the violence and murder rate, which is – it's actually really sad. You know, my sister is a teacher there, and it's a tough city for a lot of people to grow up in, but it's also a really beautiful city. There's really cool parts like the east side of the harbor, and there's a strong, really strong Greek community there. That's
cool.
What I really like about it. It's nice to go home and kind of go to a neighborhood where you can – fit in.
Greek out, you know.
Greek out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that in LA.
Have you ever had Greek Easter?
Yeah, every year. Actually, every year.
Okay, cool.
Actually, every year.
You should try.
You ever ask, like, a Christian, like, oh, do you have Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah, I've had it.
Yeah. No, we, we do a big celebration.
Nice.
We, like, roast the lamb and do all that, so it's
I'm fun. Romanian, so we've roasted a few lambs in my day.
Got it.
Two and a couple pig roasts, but lamb, yeah. We
the
used
lamb.
To get the best lamb from the
Greek
Greeks.
People.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Greeks.
We know how to kill baby animals.
You
like,
do it well.
Yeah, PETA,
yeah.
Not
PETA
my
and
friend.
Greeks don't get along.
No.
How did you come up with the name the A-List for your sports radio show in Baltimore?
Oh my God, you guys are going so far back. It was because the idea was that it was that we had the best. It was a guest driven show.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So whoever was on, they were an A-List Baltimore
like
athlete.
We are so similar.
So similar. And so that's in
nothing
A,
to do with
A Amber.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
That's what I figured.
I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't that much depth to it, I don't think. Again, I don't think I thought of that either. I think somebody else did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Amber, you're a mother of three, as are both of our moms. Mm-hmm. And our moms have taught us a lot of useful expressions over the past, you know, 20-some years. We figured it'd be nice to pass on this knowledge to you, someone who needs it. And I don't want to tell you how to parent, but I think you should definitely start using some of these expressions.
Okay.
So do you want to hear some of them?
Yes.
All right. Ricky, you wanted to kick it off?
Yep. So my mom, Mary, she says, you throw enough shit against the wall, something's going to stick.
That's a great one. I say that all the time. That's my motto in life, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom always tells me that squeaky wheel gets the grease. You know?
Yeah, that's a misleading one. My mom says that all the time. Mm-hmm. But
I don't even know what that means.
There should be like a little preface, like, but nobody likes a loud bitch.
Right.
Like, your mom didn't put that.
No.
You know, especially in a male-dominated profession.
She should have told me that.
Sorry,
yeah.
Mom. Yeah.
It means you got to follow up.
Squeaking
Ricky.
A little too much. Yeah.
I think this one's a little self-explanatory, but my mom would sometimes say, Erica, go play in traffic.
Okay, I get that one.
Yeah.
I get the point of that one.
If you take parenting too seriously, you'll die.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I think you'll die.
Yeah.
But I'll do things like overly threaten them, like making them paranoid so they won't do stuff. Like, for example, my son, when he was two, he was like on the edge of the lake feeding the ducks. And I was like, Tyson, move back. You're going to fall in the water. Tyson, move back, move back. And he wasn't listening.
So you threw him in.
So finally I like grab him and I like get up in his face and I was like, if you fall in that water, the ducks will eat your face off. And his face just looks mortified, and like I look over next time and he's like 10 feet back off the water, and I was like, well, you scare the shit out of him.
My mom, this just reminded me, literally she kept saying, Erica, you gotta clean your room, Erica, clean your room, Erica, clean your room, Erica, clean your room. And I just had some like laundry on the ground or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whatever, mom, whatever, whatever, whatever. One day I come home and I go up the stairs. Mary had gone into my room. Here's my dresser. She had put her arm out, taken everything off my dresser.
I love
she took
your mom.
Everything out of all of my drawers, my closet. There was a pile full of everything, and then she threw trash bags on in the floor.
Badass.
She was like, you don't pick up this whole room,
this.
I'm throwing everything out. The crazy bitch put her arm out on my dresser and ran it along, and all my like figurines and all that bullshit.
But until you have kids, you can't understand the level of crazy
that is
you
so
will
funny.
Go to.
That is so I laughed so hard and looked at her, and I was like, mom, like, I'm 22.
Yeah, why are you even at home?
I'm not even live at home. Like, why are you doing
You're like, that is my sixth place medal for like, soccer that I wanted
important.
To hold on to.
My mom will sometimes say, Erica, why can't you be more like your brother?
You ever use that one?
No.
How about beauty is pain? You ever use that one?
I use that every day at NFL Network.
Like, you get your eyebrows waxed. And
oh,
it's
my God.
Like,
the hair pieces.
It's
like point.
It's so messed up.
Yeah,
it's really
like,
messed up.
The first step to making friends is leaving the house, Emma.
That one, nobody likes a hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody likes you because you don't talk to anybody.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Nobody likes you.
I give my 5-year-old that. Like, she'll get in trouble for, like, hitting, or sometimes she doesn't fit in or whatever because she's kind of a badass.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, you know, like,
you think
being
like,
mean and hitting people is not a good. She's like, nobody likes me. I'm like, because you hit them, Cameron.
Yeah.
Like, let's
stop
start by
them,
stop hitting them.
Is she the youngest? Five?
She's the middle now.
Oh my God,
she's we are nicknamed El Diablo, Edie, because she can now speak Spanish, so we have to call her Edie.
Nice,
because she knows what El Diablo is.
Yeah,
and it's we don't want her to be like a self fulfilling prophecy,
mm-hmm. like where she is, the
like
devil.
Where we tell her, like you're the devil, and then she becomes it. But she tried to murder her brother when he was born. So
like how
suffocation.
Okay. Oh.
Which apparently is pretty normal.
Is it?
To have a 2-year-old and then you have a baby. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't happen in my
family. Oldest didn't try to murder my middle one, but my middle one tried to murder
him. I put my youngest, I'm 8 years older, so I was much older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in his electric swing, and I like thought I was just playing with him, and I put it on high, and I didn't buckle him in, and he flew out. And my parents still don't know until
right now.
So Anthony's doing fine though.
Yeah,
he's great. Well,
better than you.
Look, if you have 3 kids, I think they all kind of are badasses because you can't watch them all, so they get hurt a lot. And there's like every day in my house, it's like WrestleMania. It's like a foot through the wall, so I just kind of let them go. Just today, I like look across the schoolyard. My 8-year-old is pulling my 3-year-old. He's holding on to her rolly backpack.
Yeah,
he's like straddling it, and she's whipping across the thing. And I'm like, oh my God! And she stops, and he just goes like flies right off of it. So,
oh my God,
kids are the
I just,
best.
Like,
I love kids.
I just walked over slowly. 3rd kid. I'm like, look at
that's
that.
What my mom says. Mom says when I drop something, she like would boil the water and put a pacifier in it. When my middle brother was born, she'd run it under hot water for a long time. The 3rd one, she'd like suck off the 3rd and like pop it back in his mouth.
Yeah. And like my kids believe I really don't care about the baby. They're like, so they, you know, I'll be like, oh, come on, Tyson. And he won't come. Like he won't leave the playground. So I'll be like, let's just leave him. And they'll be like, Mom, you can't leave him. I'm like, 2-year-olds are old enough to survive overnight in a park.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
And they'll look at me like, this bitch is crazy. And like one time Cameron started crying because she was like, you can't leave my brother. And I was like, I was kidding. Like, just a threat.
Take a joke.
Yeah. Joke. And I was like, no, I was really going to walk away.
Hate to spring this on you, but this is Erica's first Valentine's Day as a single broad in like 4 years. Would you mind ditching your husband and hanging out with her so she feels loved? I do it, but I already have plans to go to the movies.
Sure. I've been married for 10 years. So yeah. We don't care.
Great. Yeah. Perfect. I had some other stuff in
the
works.
Yeah.
I don't want to be alone.
Why are you alone? I want to hear more about your personal business.
I'm not alone. I just happen to not be with someone.
But like you just said that you're not very good at relationships because maybe it's because you date 5 people once that you got broken up with.
I did not get broken up with.
Dumped.
I did not get dumped. Emma likes to say that just because she's only been with one person, so she doesn't even know what that's like.
Yeah.
I was with someone for...
Single plow.
Yeah, single plow. I was with someone for 3 years, and recently we are not... 3 years anymore.
Why didn't it work out? Was it your
distance,
rosy treat?
It was my rosy cheeks. I'm a narcissist, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm a narcissist.
Yeah, normal stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's worked out fine for me.
Yeah, and then I started dating 5 people at once. But now I'm dating so many people that like I can't pick one for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, be mean.
I'd rather just stay at home with my puppy, you know?
I think that sounds like the best Valentine's Day I've ever heard.
Yeah, get myself a bottle of wine, maybe
That's
a bath
fantastic.
Bomb.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
See, it's funny. When you're, like, single, all you want to do is be with somebody. When you're married forever, like a decade, all you want to do is be alone.
Yeah, no, I'd sit in the tub,
like, I love my husband.
Bumble,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
just kind of look at what might be there.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm out of that scene. Like,
yeah.
Is Bumble the plowing site? Because
no,
that's how we're now.
Tinder.
Tinder's the plowing site.
Tinder, Bumble, you still definitely plow.
But wait a minute. I'm going to a wedding.
And they met on Bumble.
So what is a plowing site?
Well, you.
So they were a good plow.
Yeah,
I guess they stuck around.
Basically, it used to be that Tinder was the plow site. Mm-hmm. Bumble was the one that's like you meet the person you're going to take home, the mom.
Really?
But now everybody's on Bumble, so it's like you.
So no more like eHarmony. Is that for like old people?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
that's
yeah,
like that. The old
don't
people.
Say that, don't say that again.
What about Match.com?
Oh my
God,
that's even worse.
Yeah, don't.
So I should get
three.
Off it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
yeah.
three. There's,
delete your profile.
There's Tinder. There's Tinder. There's Bumble, and then there's Raya, which you would be great on.
Oh, what's that? Oh, is that the rich one?
It's celebrity.
I have a friend that did that. I'm like, but you're not rich or a celebrity.
Yeah, well, I'm on it as well.
So you guys are like the people on like a Matchmaker. What's that one? The one on Bravo, that show?
Oh, Million Dollar Match.
Million Dollar Match. So you're like the gold digging sluts that want to be with the rich.
No. Raya is Illuminati Tinder, essentially. So basically you have to be, you know, have certain amount of followers. You need to be this or that. You need to have some sort of profession that's whatever. You need to be somewhat
somebody.
Known, right?
Okay.
So it's basically like, you know, if I'm swiping and I see John Mayer's going to want to be with someone like me
like you.
Instead of Emma. Who's
yeah.
Just, like,
is that
normal.
Your
thing? Yeah.
Is that your, like, dream? Is that, like, it?
No. No.
Then why did you say John Mayer?
It's the first one that.
So random.
It's the first,
I think it's a random kind of, like, reference.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty
specific. Literally,
for somebody.
Only, yeah.
Like, I'd be like, oh, if I saw Marky Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. I wouldn't say John Mayer.
Erica's pretty particular.
It wouldn't be on my
I'm choosy.
Tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I'm choosy. Justin Timberlake is
You would
my,
do that? That's
like,
your thing?
Yeah, that's...
I might. I would think about it.
Yeah.
He'd have to ask me more than once, though.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. He's got a little feminine, like...
Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe.
I
What's your take on the movies?
What movies?
Just the movies.
What do you think about movies?
You're a mess. I'm a fan of movies.
Okay.
Cool. I enjoy going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hate
I like
kids'
them.
Movies.
Cool.
I sit through them and I like break the rules and I'm on my phone because I can't take
nice.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's makes me feel alive.
Badass. Nice.
Yeah.
What are
$5?
Amber Waves of Grain.
Amber Waves of Grain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You really don't know what it is?
No.
Like from the song?
Mm-hmm. What are they?
It's wheat.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Just,
like, <you're> really
just wondering, what's my most redeeming quality?
Your Nana's lips.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, she'll love to hear
it's
that.
It's definitely not that you've only plowed one guy in your life. It, well, like, if there's anything I want to talk you out of, it's getting married to the only guy you've ever slept with.
Yeah, I appreciate
Huge mistake.
Okay. I can't wait to
just give me
on
a
this.
Call when you're divorced in 5 years because he went down to Scissor City and got it on.
Scissor City.
Yeah.
No, oh, it's going to end
it's
so bad.
It's going to be so bad.
It's so bad.
It's the sweetest.
Wait, are you guys super religious?
No. Oh, my God.
So even that's, worse. But that's the only way that you're going to stay together if you plowed one person, if, like, Christ is involved. Yeah, but if you don't feel married to Christ, you're...
Done deal.
It's gonna go south.
Can't wait to see how it all works out.
You're gonna be like burping your third baby, and you're gonna be like, oh, God, nobody wants to sleep with me. And then somebody's gonna be like, oh, hey, I'm the dad at the soccer team. And you're like, oh, yeah, he wants to pull me.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know,
Scissor City.
All those amber waves of grain are getting plowed.
Yeah. Advice for broads who want to be like Amber Theo Harris.
Advice for broads. Oh my God. Advice. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm never an advice giver because I feel like I never did anything right. So
yeah, I'd say
must have done something.
I just kind of fell into like I don't know.
Yeah.
I think advice would be don't get married young. Don't marry somebody that you only slept with once.
Okay.
Don't have kids young. Okay. Don't have more than two kids.
Okay.
Shit.
Hope
travel.
Your parent doesn't listen to this.
He knows he's a mistake. Oh my God. Ask anybody at the network. I cried for 12 weeks. Every day. They were like, are you going to stop crying before TA? And I was like, no. Like, just put makeup under. Like, devastated. Like, snot bubbles down the 405. Yeah. Back and forth. Yeah.
But now it's the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah, because I have a son, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But I was totally fine with the two girls. But yeah. It's really, really awesome being a mom and having a boy. But I just think, like, travel a lot. See the world. I think it gives you good perspective. Like, for me, going to Greece is, like, really cool. Like, go to where you're from.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, try to do things your way.
Yeah.
Just – and understand that it doesn't work out a lot because you did it your way, but don't change the way you do it.
I like that.
That's good.
So, Amber, I know you're new around here, but after such an exhausting amount of time spent on conversations about you, we always try to bring it back to ourselves, right?
Okay.
Not enough about us.
Well, I was asking about your, you know, her life and...
Yeah,
right,
well...
Right. But no one cares.
Didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
All right, go ahead. Talk about yourself.
No. I want to put your Ricky Hollywood and Emma VP knowledge to the test.
What is Ricky Hollywood?
It's just, it's like my
it's
stage name.
It's your stage name?
You know?
It's our pen name.
I'm a DJ.
Pen name.
So basically, Emma and I are going to take, you know, we're going to read off some statements rapid fire to you. And we just want you to simply answer Emma or Erica.
Okay.
So you just have to decide now that you know us so well.
Okay.
We're really good friends. You ought to know the answers to this. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. Go ahead, buddy. Kick us off.
As a teenager, the cops caught this broad making out with her high school sweetheart in her car on 3 separate occasions.
That's you, Emma.
No.
Wrong. In the second grade, this broad helped rehab 2 handicapped box turtles, giving her the inspiration to become a veterinarian, a goal she would never go on to achieve.
Emma.
Yeah, you got that one. In college, this broad used to watch Jeopardy when her roommates were at their sorority chapter meetings.
Emma.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Good stuff.
In high school, this broad went out behind her parents' back and bought a pay-as-you-go phone from Verizon when her parents took her real cell phone away.
Oh my God, you guys had cell phones as teens. Erica.
Yeah, definitely. Mom's still pissed at that.
This broad once brought a picture of Rory Gilmore to the hair salon as inspiration for her new bangs.
Emma.
Yes. Yeah, damn, you're good.
You're pretty good.
The cops busted this broad's high school party where only 5 total people were in attendance, an incident that ended up being more of an embarrassment for the police.
Erica.
No.
That was
really?
Me?
Yeah,
I'd have more
crazy.
Than 5 people. Come on.
Crazy. Sorry, Mom. This broad once went over to her crush's house when his parents weren't home just to end up baking cookies and watching Lord of the Rings.
Emma.
Yeah.
That's good.
This broad suffers from a made-up condition called rosacea. Yeah.
Erica.
Oh, rosy cheeks.
Rosy cheeks.
This broad cries whenever she gets out of the shower and looks in the mirror.
Amber.
Trick question.
It's all of us.
Yeah. us.
Like, what the f***?
As a 5-year-old, this broad had a favorite pair of penny loafers, which she would sport regularly with an actual penny in them.
Erica.
Damn. Nope, Emma.
That was me.
Ah, my first. I gotta go with my first instinct.
I know, right? Come on.
Stop thinking about it.
As a teenager, this broad used to put on Taylor Swift's Fearless album to set the mood with a lover.
Emma.
Ricky.
That's me.
Really?
That's
I do me. Not see you as a...
You know what?
Taylor Swift.
You gotta give the people what they want.
All of them.
Yeah.
This broad used to have a choreographed dance to Britney Spears' Lucky.
What? Isn't that a slow song? What are you talking about?
Erica.
No.
That was me.
That was you.
That's me.
Yeah.
This broad made her mom come pick her up in the fog at 1 a.m. from sleepaway camp, which scarred her for life, causing her to not sleep outside the house again until college.
You.
It was Ricky.
No, it was
really?
Yeah, the camp
it's usually
thing.
Usually the camp thing is usually all my Jewish time. Friends. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not this time.
This broad is famous for coining the phrase, the salt makes the marg.
You know that we all know the expression.
We all know it. We all use it.
Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. When this broad was diagnosed with celiac disease, she cried and ran into her kitchen and shoved as many muffins in her mouth at once as she can, as her dad tried desperately to rip them away.
Wow. That's Emma.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
That
it's
is
me.
Ricky.
Yeah.
That's celiac over there.
Yep, it's you?
That's me. That's
really?
Me. That's me.
Gluten-free Tamposi.
Gluten-free.
Yep. That's what they say.
That's tough.
This broad went to movie-making camp at both Princeton and Brown Universities.
Erica.
No.
That's me.
No, really?
Movie making camp.
Yeah, look
editing
at her.
Camp.
Look at her.
When she was 3, this broad grabbed her mom by the cheeks and said, "Never do that to me again," when they shut off the lights and sang happy birthday at Gymboree.
Erica.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Good job.
You know, I like being the center of attention unless it's my birthday. For some reason, I'm weird about birthdays. I always get, you know, really retrospective.
Except you had a 3-day birthday party.
Except you're busy.
I'm
got
busy.
A lot going on. What is the dating scene like in LA?
Oh, it's crazy. Crazy.
I hear it's popping.
I'm getting, you know, limbs teared off left and right.
Really?
Yeah, there's not a, you know, you look at me and you think there's enough to go around, but
there's not.
There really isn't.
There's not.
There really isn't, you know?
Mm-mm.
So it's tiring. It's taxing.
So, like, is it, like, do you have to plow on the first date or not?
No, God, no.
I don't know if things have changed since.
No. Did you have, used to have to?
I did, but it doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think.
I'm just kidding. I was a very good girl.
Of course you were.
Very conservative.
But if for me, this is how I look at it, is if you don't plow on the first mm-hmm. date, it's like you're trying to be serious.
Yeah.
So if you
But do you kind of know right away, like, so based on what website or what app you got the person off of,
mm-hmm.
does that say whether you're expected to plow or not?
No. It's like you match, you message, you're like, yo, want to meet up at, you know, the Abbey for drinks, and mm-hmm. then you go there, and then if the date goes well, then you see where you're at, and mm-hmm. if the date goes poorly, you just unmatch them and you never message again. You never have to talk.
Pretty cool.
You always meet in a public place, though, right?
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What if they're crazy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're not going to be like, hey, come to my bedroom, I haven't met you. Like, I mean, you could.
I mean,
you
that's what
could.
I would do.
You definitely could.
But I'm tired.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So I'd just be like,
but that's
yeah.
too much
why don't
effort.
You just come to my house?
Yeah, but then again, then you're stuck. Like, I always like
yeah.
to be able to
go
leave.
To somebody's house because then
I
you could leave.
I go
yeah.
to a bar because yeah. I can always be like, oh, like, you know, my
yeah.
dog, I got to go let him out. I got to do this or that.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Is that your get out? That's your
the dog.
Yeah, the
yeah,
dog?
Definitely my dog. Definitely
she's
my
that
dog.
A lot.
Well, speaking of, I need to get home and get yeah. Thor out. So we're going to wrap this up with
all
you.
Right. This was so much fun.
This was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank no, it so was much. Awesome, guys. It
yeah,
was fun.
We love you and can't wait for our lunch dates. And
that's
Valentine's
right.
Day, awesome. I'll
Valentine's
start
Day. We're, suddenly we have a lot of dates
yep.
planned.
Got a yeah. lot of stuff planned.
Yeah. I guess we're going to the Abbey.
Yep. You can go to the Abbey if you want.
Which I love.
Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, Amber. And thanks for driving all the way up from Scissor
that
City
fun.
Tonight.
That's a long ways.
Scissor Beach.
Yeah.
California.
I need to go. All right. We're signing off. All right. Thank you. It's the broadcast. Hey, Amber was great. But I feel like, you know, we owe it to the mm-hmm. audience to, you know, we got to tell them about my weekend. So there was a lot of talk, a lot of DMs, a mm-hmm. lot of tweets. What happened this weekend? It was my birthday.
It was your birthday.
And, you know, second to Christmas, what's the next biggest holiday of the year?
Easter.
And then?
Valentine's.
And then?
Ricky Hollywood's birthday.
That's right. So it was my 27th birthday to lift mm-hmm. up the skirt and let you know how old I am.
Yeah, never ask a woman her age.
Hell yeah, but I'll tell you. Still young.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, just crossed over into the late 20s.
Right.
I was mid-20s, and then all of a sudden just hit late. 20s.
All of a sudden, you're almost 30.
Yeah. Like, when you're 26, you're in your mid-20s. But then 27, all of a sudden...
I know, I can't relate to you anymore.
Yeah. Well, now I'm what? 2 years older than you? Now?
Yeah.
Now?
Now you are.
Now yeah. I am.
Now that you're 27.
Yeah. So how old are you?
25.
Okay, yeah. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel, like, weird around me?
Yeah, like, I don't really know what to talk to you about anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like you're more of, like, a mother figure now.
Yeah, exactly. Now I...
Like, you should just be giving me advice.
I know. Well, I've been doing that for a long time, but you haven't taken any of it.
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Well, you know, how would you rate the weekend?
I would give it, like, a solid 8 out of 10.
That's it?
Like, it wasn't my birthday.
Right.
So I have to knock it down a few
notches.
Well,
I'm saying you're rating my birthday. Like, forget that it's not your birthday.
Oh, then maybe, like, an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, why is that? Because Friday was a banger.
Yep.
Because I threw you a party at someone else's house.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yep.
A little cold on this rooftop in West Hollywood, but hey.
Yep.
We had heat lamps.
Good turnout.
Great turnout. I didn't think anyone was going to show up.
Yeah, but it was like what? Like 30 probably?
There might have been 30 people there,
yeah.
You guys. I thought we'd be lucky to get 3 people.
Yep. I thought
Erica,
it'd be me.
Yeah. Me. I was going to be there because I'm throwing the party. And then the girls whose house it was.
I wasn't even sure if she was going to show up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun. Did you go to the bar with us after?
I didn't. No, I called in the night.
Oh.
Because it was already like 12:30 and I said to myself, what else could come of this night?
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that way. And
you know
what's
funny?
Nothing.
Now that we're talking about it, I like legitimately thought you were there. So I didn't.
That's kind of sad on my part.
No, I didn't miss anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, are you going to talk about, like, that extra 45 minutes, like, that you had at the bar?
Yeah,
after?
It was crazy. We were dancing,
oh, yeah?
We were having fun, we were doing shots. I thought I was doing shots with my best buddy, but apparently you weren't even there. So,
no.
Goes to show.
Yeah.
But yeah, Saturday, because of the night before, stayed in bed till about 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was texting you sort of, you know, some cryptic things. I was kind of depressed. And,
yeah.
And you gave me great advice. You were like, hey, buddy, you know, birthdays make us think a lot.
They do.
And
these milestones or something about them.
Exactly. You get a little reflective and all this kind of stuff. But you told me to, you know, put on my Tims and get out there and go back out.
Lace them up
and get back out
there. Get your butt back out there. And
yep.
You did, right?
And I did. And I went downtown with some other friends. I went to some cool, you know, breweries. And then we went to this cool game bar with all these, like, arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, friends were showering me with love and shots, which seemed to be a...
Yeah.
A recurring theme, yeah, and that really hurt. And then Sunday was the actual birthday.
Yeah.
Sunday, February 10th, right?
Great day.
Emma and her fiance and Eddie and Jada and Cara and Cammy, one of our guests,
mm-hmm.
a good friend of mine, Lizette, they all took me out to lunch to my favorite restaurant in L.A. where we got some Flamin' Margs. We got some margaritas on fire. And then we went to Barney's Beanery, which is like a cool pool hall, you know, kind of dive bar, which Emma did not attend, but her fiance stayed with me.
Yes.
So half of you was there.
Yeah, so it was almost like I was there. Yeah, I just wanted him to have a good time. I had to get back to work.
Yep.
You know?
So Emma had to leave, but Brett was like, hell no, I'm staying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad.
Did Brett tell you that me and him played on a team against pool and him kicked butt?
He did tell me that.
Yeah.
I was really proud.
Brett and I really killed pool, so we were pretty good at it.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, buddy. I'm sorry I wasn't there. Not really.
No.
Ultimately, because
no.
I accomplished some things I needed to do.
Yeah, there was one guy on his laptop, and even Brett was like, Emma should have just brought her laptop to Barney's. I was like, I know.
Yeah, if only I had known.
I know. You know what? We can't see the future, buddy.
No, we can't.
But the past shows us how great it was of a weekend. And thank you so much, because my birthday would not have been as special if you weren't there.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. I'm glad you had such a good time.
So I really, really appreciate it. It was a good weekend, and I'm still recovering.
Yeah, seems like it. Your voice is still like a little...
Yeah.
All raspy.
Yeah.
You know?
I could definitely use a vacation, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's a goddamn wrap from us. Thank you, Amber, for stopping by tonight. This was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Join the subreddit. Watch Amber Theo Harris on NFL Network if you want.
Yeah.
Watch us on Twitter, IG, because we're making more movies.
More movies. Check them out.
Download 4 times. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on www.figureitfucking.out.
Oh, shit. Got him.
And then again on Apple. All those.
Listen again on Apple. And then tell your friend about it.
Tell your parents.
Tell your brother.
Write a letter to your house so your parents read it.
Yes.
They
will think there's something up if you send a letter.
Right. Send a letter to your parents' house.
Yes.
And then give it to them.
Oh, well, what if you have two houses?
Okay. So,
you know, like, so
What do you mean?
So my mom lives in one house, and then my dad lives in a different house.
Like a lake house?
It's not like a vacation. Like, it's permanent. It's a permanent solution.
Oh.
So there, yeah. So I'll just send two letters. So okay. You can send two letters.
Okay, you
also
can send two letters if you
were
if
in
you
that situation.
To. Yeah.
A little more postage.
But. Yeah, it's okay. It's 35 cents, right?
Yeah.
Follow us on social. You know, and tell me how much you love me. It was my birthday. I got a lot of attention, but frankly, not enough. Like, I kind of thought I'd be
really.
You know what? I got texts from everyone. You know, in the phone book, besides one, who I noticed, which you know, but. Other than that, I could use more attention.
Yeah.
Overall, I can never get enough attention. But, you know, this weekend was really great, but I need more of it.
All right. So just shower Ricky in praise.
Yeah, I need it. Tell me what I do well. Tell me what I do great. And that's it. Don't tell me what I do bad because it's nothing.
We don't need that.
There's nothing to tell.
No.
Something to tell. All right, buddy. Before we go, I just feel like this weekend has been such a freaking banger that we gotta end this show on a high note. And what song have I been singing to you all damn day?
Oh my god. Something about Ariana Grande. Right?
Ariana Grande.
Something about our girlfriend.
Ariana Grande's new album dropped. Thank You Next. You've probably heard the single. If you haven't, check it out because you're a loser. Third of all, sorry, Mom, I know you don't listen to the radio. Third of all, this song is definitely the vibe of the weekend. Like, we had this on repeat.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. Break up with your girlfriend. Cause I'm bored. Let's just run it. I'm feeling good. Let's just run it.
You want the audience to hear it?
Let's go.
Okay.
All right. I'll see you in another time, buddy.
Next time. You got me some type of way. Ain't just a feeling this way. I do not know what to say, but I know I should think about it. So I'm fucking look at your face. Now I wanna know how you taste. Usually don't give it away, but you know I'm already thinking about it. It always happened to me. Why can't we just play for keeps? Practically on my knees. But I know I shouldn't think about it. You know what you're doing to me. You're singing my songs in the streets. Acting all innocent, please. When I know you already thinking about it. Me ain't nice. Break up with your girlfriend.